Hello and welcome back as we talk about what you will be doing during the event. I'm Sylvia Henderson and I'm the Clarity Queen of Implementations. And so I'm bringing you this program, this Integrate program, Maximizing Your Event ROI, Return on Ideas, to help make sure that you get the most that you can get from your event experience. And so we went through in disc one in the first section, the first session, about how to prepare for the event. So now you are either watching this right before you go, or you're listening to this while you're on your way, and maybe while you're at the event on your mobile device, you might be watching or listening to this. Well, this is the material here in this section is to help you experience your event while you're there. So you can, the session covers the actions that you're going to take and the connections and the decisions that you're going to make when you're at your event. Because that will enable you to realize, to capture, and to prioritize the great ideas and the people and the opportunities that you're going to gather while you're experiencing the experiences of a lifetime. You'll be able to make the most of the connections that you make so that you can follow up effectively when you return home. You're going to make informed decisions about the opportunities and the offers that may be presented to you so that those additional investments that I had you prepare for ahead of time, so that they serve you effectively beyond the event. So in this session, the material that you're using, it will be the reference that you're probably looking at and reading right now, and also the disc that's labeled disc two, which is what you're watching if you're watching this on DVD. In the session, we're going to cover how you capture the ideas, how you capture the contact information, how you capture the opportunities that you're going to gather each day of your event, how you prioritize what you gather each day of your event so that you avoid the overwhelm that is so easy to experience at an event. You're going to make informed decisions about the opportunities and the offers that are presented to you during the event, and you're going to debrief your event experience immediately afterwards so that while the experience is fresh in your heart and fresh in your head. So you're going to experience your event, whether it's physically or virtually, through an online platform. You're going to experience the event more intentionally and more purposefully to gain the most value professionally as well as personally. Now, you can view the video for the session before you leave home or download the bonus audio from the website, the Integrate website, and listen to it on your mobile device sort of as you're on your plane or as you're heading for the event. You've got pages in this workbook that I want you to take with you. Actually, I'd love you to take the entire workbook with you when you go to the event, if you can, because you're going to keep track of expenses and you're going to keep track of the ideas that you get while you're there, and I don't want you to lose stuff. One other thing you might do that I would suggest is to put an envelope, if you can three-hole punch an envelope with a little flap or a manila folder and three-hole punch it and put it into the workbook. That way you can store all your receipts, you can store your conference materials, you can store notes that you take, and they're all in one place. I want this workbook to be your complement to the conference program, because you'll probably get a conference. I keep saying conference because a lot of times the events are conferences that you'll be going to. Even if it's not a conference, you can store whatever information you get from the event in one place so that you can refer to it later when we go through the after event program and session. So let's move on into during the event. Now, I had you prepare and think ahead of time about your purpose for attending. I had you think really carefully about the goals that you have set to achieve at the event. I had you prepare the master schedule so that you have a schedule at a glance for the event take all of this with you. You should have all of this with you now that you're there. And most of all, it's time to experience the event. And hopefully that event experience is everything you wanted and everything you planned on and more, so that you leave with that, wow, this was great kind of a feeling. And it was great for a variety of reasons. It was great because of what you felt. It was great because of the people with whom you interacted. It was great because you achieved your goals and fulfilled your purpose. And that's what we're moving into now. So every day you will experience something. And let's just say that this is a multiple day event. And now remember, the principles hold true and the system that I'm giving you holds true, whether it's a half a day or whether it's 5 days. So just apply the number of days to what we cover. So you've got several forms in your workbook that look like this. They're daily journals. This is your daily idea journal. This is where you're capturing the ideas that you get from your day's experiences, and then you're going to prioritize them so that you're not in overwhelm when you look at what did I get from the day, but you also are intentional with what you got from the day. So how you work with this daily journal? Every day, identify the date or the day for the day you're working on. At the end of the day, take a few minutes out to go through this exercise every day using this journal. Every day up until the last day. The last day has its own special page. So to follow the journal and the items on the journal to know what to do, remember, it's daily. You want to implement this every day. Make sure you record the day for the sheet so that you know what day you're referencing. And then in the first column, you want to record the ideas that you got for the day. Now this is sort of just taking some time, a few minutes. I know you're going to go out and do something that night if it's a multiple day event, but take some time, even just before bed, to go through this worksheet, go through this journal page. So think about what ideas you got from the day. If you have to go back through your notes that you took at different work sessions or in the program book, go back through them and just kind of reflect on the day. It's time to just slow down, take a breath, and reflect on what you experienced so that you can appreciate what you experienced and so that you can sort of record what you experienced so that you have that for future reference and for future use as you go to implement some of the things that you get from the ideas you get from the conference. So in this first column, a couple of, you know, keywords to identify the ideas, make note of the ideas you got from the day's events, from the day's workshops and sessions and the people you met. It'll just list some of the ideas and you're not stuck with just this page. If you need to bleed over into another piece of paper or some lined paper that you brought with you, or that you can get there, do that. I'm not trying to keep you in a box. I want you to identify the points that I'm covering here. So jot down the ideas you got from the day. Keywords here. Now, here comes the tough part. Prioritize the ideas. Ask yourself, what are the top three of these ideas I identified? What are the top three for today? And they could be anything. They're what you deem to be the top three ideas you got for the day. Now, these obviously should tie back to your goals. There may be another idea that doesn't, but for the most part, this is the intentionality that I want you to apply here. Look at all of your ideas and identify the top three for the day, most likely that help you work towards your goals, and list them in the top three column. Now, once you've done that, think about what actions you need to take, whether they're the next day at the event, or what actions do you envision you need to take when you get back home. I want you to record that here, because while you're thinking about it is when you should write it down. So you've got these ideas. You've identified the top three for the day. And remember, you're going to do this every day. You've identified the top three for the day. So what are you going to have to do? What are you going to have to get? Who do you have to contact maybe in order to implement those ideas when you get back home? Write those actions down to remind you. It's kind of a to-do list, but it's more than that. It'll remind you of what actions you need to take when you get back home. When you've identified those actions, you see a little check mark right there, column. That's if you happen to be able to achieve those actions while you're at the conference, make a little check mark that says, oh, I did this. It's kind of, it's a neat thing to look back and see, oh, I did those actions. Or once you do them back home, if that's what you choose to be working on, and we're going to get to that later, a little check mark to let you know that I did this, and I did this, and I did this. That's another way for you to constantly come back to what you worked on at the conference also, instead of just putting this book up on a shelf and not ever touching it again. So that's all that little check mark column is for. Check off when you finished it. I love lists, and I love checking them off and saying, yeah, I did that. So that's me. The last section of this worksheet is a journal. Now, if you keep your own journal and you write this information in your journal, great, do it there. You don't have to use a sheet. But if you don't journal and have yourself a real journal, make some notes here. It helps bring back the feelings that you had and the experiences that you experienced at your event. Just kind of make a few little notes about your feelings that you had this day, about the experiences you experienced, about the connections that you made. Just a few little notes down so that you can come back and remember them later, because they'll help you solidify and visualize your ideas when you get back home, too. So you want to do this daily at the end of a day. That's why there are multiple journal pages here. If you need more than are in this workbook, you can order inserts. You can order additional sheets of your daily journal at the Integrate website. So you can always get more. You don't have to worry about running out. And you can come back to this process. Remember I said at the beginning, I'm giving you a system that you can apply no matter what the event is that you're going to attend. So you can reorder more inserts and follow the same process for every event. So this entire program is reusable over and over and over again. You get your own return on your investment in this Integrate program by being able to do that, to use the same concepts over again. So we're back to at the end of every day, you've taken some time to log your ideas and prioritize the top three and the actions you're going to take at the end of when you go back home. Up to the last day. Now you're on the last day of your event, or the last few minutes of your event, if it hasn't been, you know, a full day or multiple days. Now it's time to use this worksheet at the end of the event. This is your top five worksheet, and that's actually the way it's labeled in your workbook. This is your event top five page. Now, here's the toughie, because at the event top five, in this event top five worksheet, you are now going to take all of your daily journals, take all of the top three ideas from each day, and narrow it down to the top five ideas that you got from this event overall, total. So you're taking every one of those top threes in every day. You might have, you know, if it's four-day conference, if it's a four-day event, you may have 12 top threes or total, or you may have 9, depending on whether you worked on it this last day also. And you're going to identify the top 5 total of your ideas that you got from this event. That's a toughie, because you're probably still in the energy and in the excitement of this event. And you're thinking, but they're all important. It was tough enough to identify the top 3 every day. Now you want me to identify the top 5 totally? Yes, because like I said in the beginning, for the three goals, you will only really realistically be able to work on up to five new ideas that you get from the conference, from this event. This is key. So don't discount this. Don't say, oh, she's just saying that. No, time and experience and clients. I have seen this over and over and over again with my clients. If there are more than five new things that they have to work on in the next few months or within this next year, something gets dropped. So I implore you to identify your top five ideas that you got from this event. You don't lose the other ideas because you've journaled them. You've noted them in your journal, in your daily journals. And I'll show you what to do with that, too, in the next segment, but once you're back home. So pick your top five ideas. And you can do this either while you're waiting for transportation to go to get back home. Do this on the airplane or in the car if you're riding along with somebody else who's driving. Do this immediately at the end of the conference, at the end of the event, because that's the best time to debrief. And that's what this is called. It's debriefing the event, debriefing the experiences that you had and the thoughts that you had in the event. So your top five ideas total from this event, just like before, the actions that you think that you need to take when you get back home related to these top five. I don't have them in a neat little lines across because you might have an action that applies to two or three of your ideas at once. That, you know, if you did one thing, if you did some research back home on a topic that might help you fulfill two ideas that you had at one time. So I didn't put lines all the way across on this form. But you want to record the actions that you believe you need to take when you get back home based on these top five ideas. And then, just like before, if there are some key feelings that you have at the end, I mean the key ones, not everything, you've got them in your journal, but just the key things that the key feelings that you have as you're leaving, of I feel like my goals have been met. You need to record that because later you might start doubting yourself. You might start doubting whether they really were met. Or I experienced a true transformation that will help me change my relationship when I get back home. You want to record that because over time you forget those feelings. And this all, being able to go back to this will help you say to yourself, yeah, you know what? I did get a lot from that. Time is easing or time is changing things, but I did get a lot from that event at the end of it. So you want to record that. The people you meet, you're going to meet a lot of people. So I ask that you identify the top five people that you either met or renewed your relationship with at this event. Because more than likely to try to keep in contact with more than five or six people, especially new relationships, as you're building the new relationships from the event, you're stretching it. You're going to go back home, and that's the whole topic of this whole next section. You're going to go back home, and you know what your life is like. So, but you want to really do, as Yoda says, if you're a Star Wars person, says try, not try, do. So you want to pick the top five relationships that you intend to continue nourishing and nurturing when you get back home. Identify those folks in the contact info so you don't have to go digging through their cards or staple or tape the cards to this sheet, so that you have easy access to their contact information when you get back home. And it makes keeping up with them a lot easier to have it in one place. So your top five connections, again, if they're based on helping you achieve your goals, great. That's kind of why you do that. You have then the follow-up. There may be follow-up actions that you need to take or people that you need to, these may not be your top five relationships that you're going to nurture, but you might need to follow up with a vendor. You might want to follow up with a speaker whom you met. You want to record, I want you to record the people with whom your follow-up, what you're going to do to follow up with somebody. And if you note that here, notice that I say in the next 2 weeks. You know, it's not who will you follow up with 3 months from now. If you don't follow up in the next 2 weeks, you will most likely let that relationship drop or let that connection drop. So any follow-up activities in the next 2 weeks, note that here and make sure, because those you will most likely actually do and follow up. So put them here. And even those that you should follow up on, that you may not, you may think, oh gosh, this is going to be so tough, but I have to do it, that's what you put here, because this is what's going to determine what you're going to do back home to make your return on your investment, to maximize your return on your investment. And then if there are any notes, if there are any notes, your major offers, this is important. This is important too. I cannot tell you how many times I have had a client or I've had someone come to me and say, I bought so-and-so's package. I took so-and-so's offer. I'm going to do this coaching program. I got this offer that I'm taking advantage of. And they've spent thousands. Sometimes you spend thousands of dollars. You invest thousands of dollars in an offer, at least hundreds. And then my clients have come to me and said, but I guess I need to find out what I really bought. And I think, you've invested how much? And you don't quite know what you bought? This is where you would need to record any of those offers in which you've invested and record the terms. If you can't record the terms in here, this tells you that you have to immediately find out exactly what you bought, exactly what the terms of service are, so that you can determine the value. You can determine your actions you need to take based on these offers. So this is where I want you to record. Note the details of the offer. Staple the contracts. Typically you have a contract or a sales form if you take advantage of an offer at an event. Staple them to this sheet of paper or put them in your folder or in your envelope, or make sure you can reach them in your program book, because you want to know what you've invested in and you want to know those terms and those agreements. They're going to help you determine how you map out the time when you get back home. So that's what you put on this sheet. You can see these are two important log sheets, and you're also recording your expenses. Don't forget. So all of this, I know, this says, oh, this just makes the event seem not so much fun. Okay, I told you, have fun, be spontaneous, but you can now be intentionally spontaneous. And the whole point of this program, the whole point of Integrate, is to help you get the most return on your ideas long-term when you get back home from this event. And so that's how I want you to experience during the event, because the next thing that's going to happen is you're packing up those suitcases, and you've already packed them, hopefully, as you're debriefing the event, and you're headed back home. But you know what? When you head back home, you know what you're going to be facing right away. You are going to be juggling the plates of the rest of your daily life. You're going to be juggling all of the things that you've already committed to that before you left for the event. You're going to be juggling family and friend obligations, regardless of what your family situation is. You're going to be juggling emails and messages and phone calls and the scheduled items already on your calendar. You're going to be juggling the to-dos and time, as well as all of the new ideas, all the new actions that you say you're going to take when you get back home. When you get back home, your life is going to feel like this slide. You're just like, oh my gosh, how do I manage it all? And that's what the next section will be about. And it's going to be a lot, but it's going to be the key in integrating everything you just came from the event with into the rest of your life so that you can maximize your return on your ideas. And so, as we move into the next section, see what resources are here at the Integrate website, and I'll see you after the event.